From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. City of Eureka, in partnership with the Yurok Indian Housing Authority, reporting the Arcata 30th Street Commons Project is now fully funded. Last month, the Eureka Indian Housing Authority became the first Native American tribe to receive an Affordable Housing and Sustainable Communities Grant Award. The $11.4 million grant will help fund the project, which includes construction of 36 units of affordable housing, in addition to bike lanes, walkways, a transportation multi-use trail, and a pedestrian bridge that will connect tribal members and Arcata residents to surrounding neighborhoods and amenities. Well, the Milepost 21 fire, 90% contained as of Monday. Still, isolated stump poles burning in the interior of the fire perimeter. Some parts of the fire had to be monitored and patrolled in the steepest areas where hazards remain. The remaining work focused on suppression repair. Portions of the dozer lines remain, and an excavator will be used to water bar and place slash and cut brush over the dozer lines. Firefighters will also assist Hoopa Fire Department as needed with any new starts. Humboldt County's total COVID-19 case count rose to 217 as 12 additional cases were reported. It's the largest single-day increase since the outbreak began, but it includes all new cases since Friday's report. Since last Monday's update of case distribution by age, 28 cases have been diagnosed locally. Two of those were reported in people over the age of 50. 26 were between the ages of 0 and 49. Curry County Public Health getting notification from Curry General Hospital of a confirmed case of COVID-19 there. The individual in question relocated to Curry County from Lane County, where he'd been living and working, earlier this month. Individual notified by a co-worker in Lane County that he had possibly been exposed to someone who had tested positive for COVID-19. The individual, having no signs or symptoms, was tested for COVID-19 and the results were positive. Individual self-isolating at his residence in Curry County. EPA announcing an agreement with Pacific Seafood Eureka over violations of the Federal Clean Water Act. The settlement requires the company to pay a $74,000 penalty after an EPA inspection found the company was discharging wastewater without a proper permit. During a 2018 inspection with the North Coast Regional Water Control Board and Eureka's Public Works Department, EPA found the company discharged wastewater without that appropriate permit. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.